T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, on the hotline right now, Lynn Shea, who is fantastic in everything she's in, but
she really is.
Every movie she's in, she steals it.
Well, she's showing it, man, from truly funny to truly over the top to truly scary. Because you talk about Magda from Something About Mary, then you talk about Kingpin, you know,
the landlady from Kingpin.
Oh, you really jarred something loose, pump and dump. Like, you're like, oh god.
And the Insidious, yeah. And Ouija,
yes.
Like truly scary movies.
No, she. I mean, you want to talk about much. More range than, you know, what you thought she might have when you're watching her as Magda for the first time. She's incredible, man.
Born October 12th in Detroit, Michigan. She studied acting at the University of Michigan before moving to New York and eventually Hollywood to pursue a career in acting. You've seen her in such films as Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, There's Something About Mary, and the Insidious movies. And on January 24th, you can see her for one night only in theaters in the new film, The Final Wish. Please welcome, Lynn Shea.
Hey, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
I can fill those shoes.
You are such a favorite actress of ours.
Size.
So good. And I know you've had a 40-year career, but, you know, I think a lot of the world really met you as a standout in Something About Mary.
Oh, I mean, I consider myself the luckiest among the lucky. I honestly mean that. I've had great opportunities, and I guess if there's a message and all that, it's go for it. You know, I mean, I had real passion about storytelling, and I love stepping into other people's lives. I mean, there's something. I'm a real voyeur in that way. I love to try and understand what makes people tick and what makes them do what they do. And that's one of the reasons I love acting. And Magda, I mean, the Farrelly brothers,
so
there's
good.
So many great long stories. But Dumb and Dumber was the very first thing I did with them and where I met Pete.
That's right.
And that led to Kingpin, which was, they didn't want to see me for the role. And I literally created that character in my bedroom over 6 weeks.
So that was yours.
This Mrs. Dumars, she's described as the angriest, ugliest woman God ever let loose on the planet.
So was that yours? Did you come in with that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Now I love you so much more.
I came in with it and went out with it.
Because you can hear you throw the pump and dump line in there, and I'm like, that she ad-libbed that. Like, she tossed that in.
You know what? Let me tell you. Actually, that was written, and Pete said, don't say it. It won't be funny. And I said, no, I think I can make it funny.
Oh, you did.
So that was his, everything there was what Pete wrote, and Pete and Bobby Farrelly, who now, by the way, not to plug another movie, but I will, because Green Book is killing it, which is Pete's new movie. And those guys carried me a long way. I mean, those are three of my favorite films ever, Dumb and Dumber and, of course, Mary. But Kingpin has a special place in my heart.
I love it. No, I love that. Because it's so good. But you're scary as well. Like, you've got that, like Insidious. And this new one, The Final Wish, it's the storyline is...
a wonderful story. It's a story about wishing, basically. And you got to be careful what you wish for. And it's got a real heart to it. Michael Welsh, who plays my son, is kind of a ne'er-do-well and has basically walked out on his family until he finds out that his father has died and comes back home. And things begin to start to happen to him and for him. And greed is a very fascinating emotion, or I guess it's not an emotion. It's what is greed? Greed is a foible. It's a bad thing. I guess is really what
right.
You might say. And it sort of begins to deteriorate his life. And so it's got a really interesting premise and good heart, and it's very scary. And I think it's scary because it tells the truth about people that they don't like to talk about. Greed is something people don't like to admit they have and are. And, you know, you wish for things, and oh, that worked out. Let's have more.
Right.
Let's have more. Let's do something else.
Well,
and
it's
dissatisfaction with the present is.
What's the secret to being as unhappy as you can imagine?
Yeah.
It's the only way to be happy in this world is to have gratitude and to be happy with your present. We can always want more and try harder, but if you can be happy with what you have, you'll never know happiness.
Oh, what a beautiful thing to say. You're 100% correct, and I agree. You know, we all want to succeed and do more, but you got to give back too. Where there's a balance.
Sure.
And, I think this character Michael, you know, doesn't understand that, and I think it's a really provocative film that's really scary at the same time. It's beautifully shot, and we hope everybody will go see it. And I love the character I play. I play his mom, and she's a grieving woman who is also trying to understand her son. So there's a real mother-son family aspect to it too, which I think makes the film even scarier because it feels real to people.
If you're joining the show, Lynn is with us. I'm sorry, Lynn. I wanted people to know who we were speaking with as well. Lynn Shay, Magda, of course, Something About Mary and Kingpin. But this movie is coming out to 24th, one night only. And if it does well, they're going to keep it going. So the theaters, look for it in Kansas City. It's called The Final Wish in theaters Thursday, January 24th. And I hope it does really well. And a side note is you were raised in Detroit. Do you still live in Detroit?
No, I live in Los Angeles now. Detroit is, I'm glad I'm from there. I learned a lot of stuff in Detroit.
I bet you did.
It's a lot of transitions as a city, and I think it's coming back, and it's a rugged place in many respects, and there's no pretense.
No, I really like it. I have a good friend, Mojo, who's on the radio there, and he's a wonderful guy. He's the only guy I really like on radio. And so I'll spend a little time in Detroit, and you're right, there's no pretense. Like those guys, blue collar, it was built on cars and steel, and that whole area of the country I find them to be really solid people.
I do too. Thank you. That's a good way to express it. Yeah, I haven't been back there. My family, you know, pretty much is all over the place now, but your roots are very, listen, that's why they're roots, that you grow from them, and I'm proud to have been from a place that gave me that kind of substance, because I think it really did.
Yeah, listen, you come through Kansas City. We got some barbecue. We got cold beer here. It's on me. Let's spend some time together. I'd love to have you in the studio and hang out.
6:15 in the morning. I'm ready.
Yeah, no, right? All right, you. Listen, hey, thank you for getting up. Thanks for spending time with us. And hope everybody checks out The Final Wish.
Oh, thank you so much. What a lovely interview. Cheers to you all, too. And who knows what lies ahead. That's my favorite expression.
The best. You're so good. Thank you, Lynn. How nice is she?
She is.
I love Magda.
Of course I love Magda. Her career, though, man.
You still owe me another month's rent. So if I were you, I would start doing some tongue exercises before Friday.
That was hers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.